You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Walao the Gulo Sessions with Otto and JC. Before we head into this next interview, I just have that message that I was planning to play at the beginning of the show from JC, which I didn't play because my computer just wasn't cooperating. I'm going to play that right now before we head into this interview. All right, hopefully this... Oh, nope. Hopefully my computer... okay, my computer's being... Wait, let me try one more time, guys. Okay, yes, here we go. It's just loading slowly. All right, here we go. Any minute now.
Kia ora and magandang gabi sa yung lahat. It's JC. Hey, tuning in from Edmonton, but preparing for my Toronto trip the next day because it's almost time for me to head back home. Like, it's the last week and a half till I head back to New Zealand with you guys. I've been having major FOMO lately, but hearing from Otto today, it kind of eases me to hear that he's been doing so well with you guys while I've been away. So thank you guys so much for tuning in while I've been away. Just a little bit of a update for me is that I got to catch up with a Filipino Canadian artist here in Toronto, which is pretty sick. And me and him have been chatting up to see if we can get an interview. So hopefully that's going to be lined up soon. I also got to catch up with my family that I haven't met before from my dad's side, which is pretty sick. And yeah, again, I'm also going to Toronto for the next week and a bit, so I'll be home soon. And please stay and tune in with Otto and the interview that they have with you guys tonight. The lineup is going to be pretty sick, so hopefully you guys will enjoy that. I miss you guys, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Always nice to hear from JC, and glad to hear that he's doing well at the moment in Canada. But tonight in the studio, we have the Light Beings Network. All right, how are we all doing tonight?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, all right, yeah. So who and what is the Light Beings Network?
The Light Beings Network is a collective made up of different artists, all in different practices. So we have musicians, we have designers, we have people who do film. But yeah, just a group of youngins who have a dream and are trying to build community and trying to make dope art. And yeah. So right now, I'm Ray.
I'm Danny.
I'm Young.
And I'm Augie.
Right. Are you guys a cult?
Yes.
You are a cult.
Yes, we are.
All right. Okay. Anyway, moving on from that. Yeah. They're a cult. No other questions asked. No elaboration on that.
Let's cut that.
Yeah. But moving on from that. So what's the story behind the Light Beings Network? How did you guys get together and start this project?
So I was supposed to join another collective a couple years ago, and that ended up falling through. But the conversations I was having at the time around collectives, I never really thought about like this idea of building a network of creatives that you can build stuff with and share the journey with. So I was like, I'll make my own collective. And it was just super lucky, just like destiny, that I got to meet these guys via Instagram. Like, I was just searching and these were the names that the universe handed me. And then I got to meet all of them, and they were all dope individuals, and we have the same values. So yeah, that's how it started.
And the rest of you, how did you guys get involved with the project? Just
pretty much, I was producing a lot of beats at the time, and Ray just hit me up one day to link up in the studio, and she pitched me the idea, and I was just like, cool, I'm in. That was me.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Sorry.
No, please. You go ahead.
At the time, I was posting a bunch of like random edits on my Instagram story, and then I think Ray Leslie replied to one of them, and she was like, "Yo, we should meet up." And then we met up in Commercial Bay, and we just had like a little yarn, and then yeah, from then it just kind of sailed smoothly. Yeah.
Sweet. Is it my turn? Yeah. I guess I just met everyone by proxy. I was in high school with two of the members. Danny Du was one of them. And then we linked up at a gig, I think at ABG, AGB, always be good. ABG, yeah, we met at an ABG gig, and things hit it off from there.
All right, yeah. So you guys are involved in a variety of pursuits and creative endeavors and, you know, at the Lightbeings Network. I'd say that you guys are primarily focused on music and music-related media, but, you know, you've also organized events and workshops and even produced digital media. But how would you guys describe what the Lightbeings Network does in your own words?
Well, our mission statement is to create pathways for genuine human connection. So, do you want to expand more on that?
Yeah, just to expand on that, I think we just seen the digital age kind of take over our social circles, and we just want to kind of go back to the genuine connection, you know, playing on the grass, shit like that, hanging out for real and meeting up and skating and all of that. And that's kind of what our crew is aiming towards, is just bringing the community together in that, in those authentic ways.
Yeah, and like, we're all artists, so we are gonna express ourselves creatively either way. And so we just integrate that with our mission and the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the next thing I wanted to touch on, actually, like the ethos of the Lightbeings Network. You guys, two of you mentioned the phrase, you know, human connection and genuine human connection. So what does genuine human connection mean to all of you?
I guess, like, for me personally, just like no assumptions and just like having an open mind in every interaction that you have with another person and trying to delve deeper. Like, for example, we had a festival last summer, and one of the cool things that we had there, we had set up a Lalanga, which is a card game that forces our guests to ask each other deep questions. So it's not just like surface level, you know, conversations, but stuff like that, like just trying to get deeper and trying to know people on that level. That's how I see it.
For me, I think doing a lot of these stuff, like putting on workshops and doing projects, I met a lot of new people. And I feel like if it wasn't for the meeting in person stuff, I wouldn't have become friends or have known these amazing people. It's just through like social media and that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for genuine human connection, it's just like having conversations with no like boundaries. Like usually, like if you go to church or some like religious temple or something, you have to like talk within the boundaries of religion. But like, I guess having a space to talk without like prejudice or like any sort of like discrimination. Yeah, and that's the kind of space we want to provide for other people.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to kind of pinpoint exactly what genuine human connection is, because it can be so many things. But I just know the feeling, you know, if you have someone you love, your mom, your sister, or your brother, your best friend, it's that feeling that you have for them. Is I think that's what we want to bring out in people. Yeah, that's kind of my answer.
Yeah. So what would you guys say that you're trying to achieve as a group, maybe? Or do you have a specific goal in mind? Maybe not.
I mean, trying to bring that ethos that you're talking about to the forefront of everything, right? Because, like, there's so much noise going on in the world, but this is, like, pure, you know, something really pure and something that people need. And, yeah, we just want to build something that people can be like, oh, I resonate with that. And then inspire them to live life in a more, like, authentic and mindful way, if that makes sense.
How important is being in the outdoors for everyone in the Lightbeings Network?
Oh, so much. We love the outdoors.
Too important.
Because yeah. You guys have done a lot of events and workshops, you know, in outdoor spaces, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll just go first, but if you guys have anything to add. But yeah, I think we all just sort of agree that like nature is such a, it's like a pill of happiness, right? And like you feel super at peace. And we recognize that pretty early on. So we try to bring that, because I mean, this whole thing is like human connection and being authentic and like living a good life. And a lot of that, you know, kind of intertwines with nature, you know, and nature breeds that kind of attitude. And a lot of our projects, we've been lucky to have outdoors, like our all of our podcasts. And that made us appreciate it more. And the fact that, like, oh, we can really do anything we want in any space. And we just happen to like being outdoors.
The world is our office. That's kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, anywhere can be an office. Yeah. So you guys also organize a lot of events that go beyond just, you know, the usual gigs and showcases and exhibitions that we normally see in the local creative scene, you know, and also going back of, you know, what we just said about being in the outdoors. Could you tell us about the kind of events that you guys have been putting together as a group?
Oh, yeah. Well, one that we've started doing recently is we've started hosting book clubs. So the first session we had in our offices, and then because it was winter, and then now that it's spring and we have a lot more sunny days, the most recent one we had was yesterday, and we did it at Cornwall Park. But yeah, I think for us, it's like there's so many things that we could do. I'm passionate about getting back into reading. I'm not very good at, you know, reading a lot. We're so busy as adults. But yeah, like things like that, like where we know that people want to get back into reading, and we just provide that space and also like give people an opportunity to meet each other and like continuous building of community. These guys have something planned as well.
Honesty hours.
do you wanna explain?
I think you got it better.
Oh yeah, so we wanna start hosting an event, a smaller event as well. Sort of like the book club, but we call it Honesty Hours, where we just bring in people and they can just talk about their lives, you know, what's going right, what's going wrong, and just the honest and safe space for people to express true feelings of everything, you know, from God, religion, to what I ate yesterday, what I'm gonna eat tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, the
stuff
conversations
like that.
Without boundaries.
Yeah. It's almost like a group therapy session, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. But there's no therapist.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, everyone is the therapist.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therapist.
Yeah, you can be your own therapist in a way. Yeah. So Ray, I understand that you were one of the original members of the Light Beings Network and the founder as well, if I'm correct. And you know, a lot of your music and creative visions came to life through this group, but since then, you know, the Light Beings Network has evolved to encompass a much larger variety of artists, creatives, and different projects. So how did the group end up growing to become what it is currently today?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's late at night, so I'm gonna give you the
top
of my head answer. I think it's like us developing our relationships and growing individually. Like there were periods where we weren't very active and we were going through our own things, but we still grew and we come back stronger. But it's definitely like building relationships, like being able to be authentic with each other, to be honest with each other, to like express our ideas and not be afraid. Like there's no bad idea. Well, we'll be honest if it's a bad idea, but a lot of the times it's not bad ideas, you know, and it's just so easy to say something out loud and be like, that's so cool. Because like these group of guys are my friends, and like we all like doing the same thing, and we all want the same thing out of life, basically. And then yeah, it's just like we have so many projects and initiatives, but it's like the friendship, I think.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
What was the question?
So it was just like how did you know the Light Beings Network, you know, sort of grow to become what it is at the moment, you know, or like what happened like along the process of the group forming and yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the long, interval where we're all doing our own things. And for me specifically, I was in Japan for 5 months and I felt very like isolated. And Japan is a very like introverted society. And I noticed I missed New Zealand because like people in New Zealand were more, you know, like open to talking to each other in public. And I knew that there was a lot of like other Kiwis out there that, you know, like have very authentic souls, and like we just needed a platform or like a space to create that community. Yeah.
You guys also do a lot of work to promote, you know, a variety of, you know, new artists, you know, here in Tamaki Makaurau. What artists do you have that you're promoting at the moment that maybe you'd like to shout out if possible? Or
a really close friend to us, shout out Bioni. He's done a writing camp, songwriting camp with us, and also perform at one of the gigs that Ray headlined it.
Yeah, shout out JJ Shadow. Shout out Kiani Evie, aka Evie. He's on the download, but he's a cool cat. Who else? Sorry to everyone else.
Jerry.
Oh yeah, shout out Love Jerry. Yeah.
Yeah, so many.
Everyone. And then, of course, in the studio with us, Ray Leslie and Augie, of course. What kind of artists and music do the Light Beings Network look to platform and promote? Or is it mainly just, you know, friends and people who are close to you that you help platform?
To be honest, a lot of it was through just events that we threw up. Like, we actually have met a lot of people just through those events and the songwriting camps. There's no specific genre, I would say, and some of them we didn't even know before the camp. It was just the matter of like getting to know each other at the events and start doing some work together and having connections. I think that's my personal view. Yeah,
I don't think it's a specific genre. Okay. I think it's anything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we like all types of music anyway. Like, Augie and I just happen to be rappers. Mm. Well, artists, but mainly in hip-hop.
Right, right, yeah. Mm. A lot of the people who work in the Light Beings Network or who are part of the group, you know, you guys come from a diverse range of backgrounds, but a lot of the members are of, you know, Asian and Southeast Asian backgrounds. Is championing and platforming Asian voices in Aotearoa or something that you guys also embody, maybe?
Yeah, but I think we all kind of want to bridge that gap, like, because we're in such a, like, Asian community, we kind of want to, like, break through and, like, open up to, you know, the European community as well.
Mm-hmm.
No racism here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course not, you know. But
everybody.
Light beings.
Yeah.
We're all
yeah.
light beings.
Oh yeah, another thing I wanted to ask is, you know, if any artists, you know, who might want to get in touch with you guys, you know, what's the process of like either them finding you or like you finding them and
I guess it's through our Instagram, right? Like, that would be the best spot to reach us, just the light website. Beings. Yeah, is it up?
It's waiting to be, the domain's waiting to be uploaded, but lightbeingsnetwork.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows? It'll be up tomorrow, maybe.
Hopefully, yeah.
But Lightbeings Network on Instagram as well.
Songwriting camp. Yeah, we're just, we're probably going to throw a lot of more writing camps or events. So, yeah, if anyone want to just be friends, like, it doesn't have to even be like a business thing.
Or any of our clubs.
If you love art.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we are going to take a quick break for a second, but before we do that, two of the artists we have in the studio with us, Ray Leslie and Augie, you guys recently dropped a track, which, Ray, I believe that was part of your recent album as well, called The Fridge All Stocked, which we're going to play next. But before we do that, would either of you like to maybe give us a brief intro about that track and tell us what it's about?
This song was made when I was like flatting for the first time ever, living in the city, feeling like a struggling artist, and just with big dreams. So that's what the song is about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Augie, do you want to say anything about your verse or?
Just about growth.
That's oh, yeah.
It. Yeah, that's
about growth. Yeah. Anyway, here's that track, guys. The Fridge All Stocked by Ray Leslie and Augie.
I don't wanna lie. I just wanna we also pay the bills and keep the fridge all stocked. Keep the homies well fed while we stroll around the block.
Green trees in the backyard, not lemons, but I feel hopeful. for on my side. Feel like she need me, but I'm too proud for the letter B. It's green despite what my back says, and my back says I go wayside. Terrifying thought being on the street, rolling up some cash just to hit some weed. Well, in my defense, I was feeling low, needing me a high, needing me advice. She needs me some more, calling up my phone, yelling at me, why just to start a fight? Toxic. Like I'm some hero in this movie, like I'm not in this just to prove myself is sexual in my movement. I see countryside and easy life, a life this pen I ride with ain't provided. See that grass is dry, just like the vibe, but then my eyes are wide to realize it. Fucked up in a few places, went broke when I quit working those day shifts. Went south just to vent out frustrations, broke miles when I found out who's saying shit. Yo, I don't have a handout, but a handout, my guy. You ain't never had a drink proof, my guy. This medicine ain't settled, but still I try. Still we fight, I'm envious of my peers who I'm married now, and I'm barely keeping girls happy. I'm just in my mind and my sacrifice that no one's ever said take, but
free. What does it mean to be me? Lately I'm learning that reality ain't aligning with everything that I believe. I had a ghost, I had a sin of my peace, burning my lips while I'm walking the streets. I had to talk to the family above, I got some demons I'm trying to release. Don't got a ceiling so they go be saying what's up. Yo, never forgetting the people who came from the cut. As I ever shot, you know I've been stuck in the mud. Oh, I'm looking for love. Cause I've seen healthy turn to toxic, seen the cycles trapped in boxes. Man, this music is the only way I'm losing all these toxins. Antioxidant from ventilating oxygen. Not looking for no partnership, I haven't seen my partner since 18. I know this music is her spirit emulating. You far from physical, cause now you in my daydream. Better things for both of us is in the making. Just ask God, dear God, yo.
And that was The Fridge All Stocked by Ray Leslie and Orky. So do you guys have any other upcoming releases by artists that you're working with at the moment that you'd like to maybe tease or like let us know about?
I reckon it's not really my project, but I've been recording and working on a few stuff with Bioni, the guy that I shouted out before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, exciting to hear his stuff. Mm. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I got another artist, Frozen Willow. He's got a track. I forgot to shout him out, but I know he's gonna drop some cool stuff. Yes, so keep the lookout.
Awesome. And before we wrap up this interview, the last thing I wanted to ask is, what does the future look like for the Light Beings Network? And you know, just in general, you know, projects, releases, you know, your own personal journeys as creatives.
Looks bright.
Looks bright.
Looks bright.
It looks, yeah. It looks light.
Light and bright.
I would say us, like, having fun, making cool stuff, and growing heaps. And then maybe one day, you know, like, big cultural impact, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah. Like how big of a cultural impact or, like, you know?
I don't think limitless, you know?
Limitless,
no ceiling.
Yeah.
Abolish racism.
Abolish racism, yeah.
You think so? Let's do it. You heard it here first on the radio.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to join the Light Being Network's cult.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what do they have to do? Is there anything they have to do? Or do they have to shave their head, you know, give you their firstborn child?
What's the requirements?
We'll take the firstborn child.
Oh, yeah.
As payment.
Oh, my. We need media training.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just probably the matter of us keep making stuff. Yeah, I don't really have like 5 years or 10 years planned. I just I reckon it's a matter of keep going and making cool stuff.
Just keeping consistent, and just seeing where it goes. Keep the creative energy alive.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.